Hi, everyone.
Hello.
And welcome back
to Too Niche.
This is the podcast where we pick a topic and we haul it to death into the afterlife. And today we're hauling something that's very close to both of our hearts, but that Elizabeth particularly has a lot of opinions about.
Lara suggested this topic and I was like, here's my list. Ready, locked and loaded, ready to go. So today we are hauling Adderall alternatives. Admittedly, the title is a bit clickbaity because I love a good clickbait.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that properly substitutes the effects of Adderall because it's in methamphetamine. And I also think that if Adderall works for you, amazing. I love that for you.
You're a particularly kind of efficient psycho if you can take amphetamine salts on a regular basis and not be a pill to be around, and you haven't like killed anyone, mazel to you. The only thing that I would say that is an Adderall alternative, like medically speaking, would be Vyvanse, which is just going to be like a lesser.
It doesn't have, I guess, as much of like a stimulant effect.
Yeah, it's more, you're not going to feel like, maybe you feel like a little high and a little focused, but you're not going to feel like you just don't want to eat anything, period. And you need to smoke 5,000 cigarettes in a row. And then at the end of the day, you need 3 to 7 stiff cocktails in order to like wind down. Adult ADHD is obviously very real. I feel like I have it to some extent. I think that the like pill mill that I see to get my antidepressants, they think that I have it. So I've gotten a Vyvanse prescription for years and it's been helpful, but I just got to a point where I was like, okay, I feel like I'm becoming more dependent on this. Like it's something that I feel like I want to take every day, even on days when I'm like not needing to take it. And so now I'm exploring what life is like with no Vyvanse. And I feel like it's been a few weeks now, maybe even a month, but I definitely feel a little more scattered. But that's why I've suggested this haul too, because I was like, I want to see what else is out there, tips, tricks, supplements to just not be on some sort of like pharmaceutical grade speed.
Like Adderall really worked for me for a lot of years. And then when I was trying to get off of it, I could not get off of it. It was really scary.
That's scary.
And it was really when I started podcasting, actually, I was like, I can't be like tweaked out on the mic. I need to be clear of thought and voice. And it just wasn't working for me anymore. So, but that being said, I usually slash always need something to sort of help me like dial in to the task at hand when it comes to sitting at my desk and working, putting together, for instance, like a deck or a proposal or anything. Like bare minimum, I need a caffeine boost. But this, we're going a little bit past the caffeine of it all, and we're going to really explore a lot of what I've tried that's out there. Some great, some mid, some kind of whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I just wanted to say that I saw this statistic right before we started recording. ADHD has increased 819% since 1990.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I feel like it's directly tied to smartphone usage and bite-sized content and also just being able to never be unplugged if you want to. Like you can always work because you can always access your email. People can text you wanting stuff. it's not like we live in a society now where you leave the office and go home and then you like don't think about work for the whole weekend or for the whole night. It's like just a constant round the clock demand. So that makes me feel scattered even like thinking about that.
Completely. I think, yeah, the way we work has changed. The attention economy is sort of what rules things at this point. And so, of course, it's just hard for us to focus on one thing at a time.
And speed makes it a lot easier to do that. But it unfortunately has a lot of not great side effects.
That's true. I mean, my jaw was clenched for 5 years.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not in a place where I don't think get like addicted to something now, but I definitely notice like dependencies that I have or coping mechanisms that I have. And like, if I switch out something else comes into play. So I'm just dealing with that, but that's fine.
Same.
Yeah. Let's start with maybe not a supplement, but something that I have actually noticed really does help me maintain focus during the day. Meditation.
Ooh.
I hate to be that bitch because people have been saying this to me for years and I've been like, okay, but I'm not going to do it. People have been telling me to meditate. Like every healer person that I've seen, every psychic, like literally you name them, I've seen them and they've been like, you really need to meditate. And I've been like, okay, anyways, tell me about my fucking astrology forecast. But I started meditating semi-regularly and I really do notice that on the days that I do like a 10 to 15 minute morning meditation, the way I like flow through the rest of my day feels more
at ease.
Productive, like productively at ease.
Same.
But also getting things done.
I'm on and off with meditation. There's been times where it's just like open my eyes, do not pass go, meditate. Then didn't do it today, but oftentimes I'll sit in my car before we record and I'll do like a quick 5.
Oh, I love that.
Just to like, you know, zone in. I think it's wonderful. It's hard when I'm like on my journaling tip. It's like, I know it would be way too, like I would be perfectly setting up my day if I both meditated and journaled, but I love to self-sabotage a little bit, so I'm not going to always do both. But that is like my ideal starting the day with water, and then I feel like I'm on track to like being in a great headspace, ready to stay on task, ready to focus. But I really don't offer myself that practice as often as I should, knowing that and hearing myself say that out loud.
Yeah, I feel like no one really does, but that's okay. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. It's free, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason I haven't meditated is because my meditation zone is piled up with things from my other addiction that's taken hold, which is a shopping addiction. So once I figure out that pile and can take it off my meditation chair, then it will be more free to
meditate. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so real. I really like the Honest Guys meditations on Spotify. I do those at night and I used to heavily frequent their YouTube channel. So you can type them in. I just think they're good. But I just tend to like choose my own adventure on Spotify and type in meditation as a keyword and see what comes up.
That's great. I usually just raw dog silently try and focus on breathing and mm-hmm. like get into my zone where I kind of start seeing like floaty shapes and weird like psychedelic
That's
visions.
Nice. Do you like a music or anything?
I don't do a music. I usually will just try and get myself to like breathe on my own. But if mm-hmm. I feel like I'm really needing to focus or be guided by someone, I'll just look something up. The Aura app, because I have an Aura ring, they have like a meditation yeah. thing. They will track your meditation time if you go into the app. So like they'll tell you your body temperature variation and like your heart rate stuff and they'll track it. So then you get like a little biohack thing on the end of it where it will tell you like what your body was doing. So I like
that's cool. Gamify it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so meditation, I give an A, and maybe I need to recommit.
I think we all could benefit from it. It truly can't. Doesn't it literally hurt. Cannot hurt you. It will only help, and it's free. So that, but that those two things coupled together make my ODD flare.
Now it's like no resistance to the nth degree. Yeah. Okay, so meditation, I love that. Another free one that I've picked up over the years that helps me with my ADHD, especially when I'm working from home, is putting shoes on.
You're a big wearer of shoes.
It just helps my brain. It signals to my brain that this is serious time. We're working now. Shoes off, relaxed, not so focused.
Shoes on.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I know, I've thought about that too, because I like to pod sand shoes, and I think I'm normally pretty like shoeless in the house, but intrigued. We'll try. Solid grounding advice, also free pretty much.
That's what the Hoka recovery slides are for. That's nice. Where they really come in handy.
So you feel like you're wearing a shoe, but
we've slid in,
you're sliding out. In and out.
Yeah,
standing also can help me focus. I have a standing desk that like
goes up and down
that was like a little office investment, and when I feel like I really need to switch things up, or I'm getting sleepy, or I'm just like, ooh, I don't want to be doing this anymore, I stand.
See, I'm like all over the map. Sometimes I like to stand, sometimes I like to be just fully horizontal in bed working. I'm just sort of like wherever I'm inspired to do it. I just like got to harness the moment and just dive right in.
See, if I go horizontal, I get sleepy.
Yeah.
That's like without a doubt, if my feet are stretched out in front of me in any way, shape or form, within 10 to 15 minutes, I'll be asleep.
Well, that's why I have a pretty comprehensive list of things you can take that will combat that sleepiness.
Okay.
Let's start with something that I take every day that you tried this morning, and I've been taking it every day on and off for a few years. And it's this oil that is by this company Body Bio, who we love because they're one of our summer sponsors, but they're a sponsor of ours because I am obsessed with this brand. And it is an omega-6 and 3 supplement, and it basically helps your heart, helps your immunity, and helps with brain function. So it's really the idea of like fat helping your brain. And so when I take two of them in the morning around the time that I have my coffee, I think it's just much better on the with the acidity of the coffee. I don't feel like as jittery and crazy. And it just, I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but I just, omega 6 and 3 is two really good power omegas if you're into an omega. And it's just something I've noticed that just helps me feel really good. So it's a safflower oil and a flaxseed oil combined. And I'm no doctor, but I'm just saying that these two have just helped me. It's mainly the loving coffee in the morning, and I don't feel sick when I couple it with this.
I tried these this morning and it dialed me in like a non jittery way, but just like, feeling more functional, if you will.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, so I really like these. I'd give them an A+, and I would absolutely add them to my like regime.
Another oil that I've done in the past, I haven't been doing it lately, but is MCT oil.
Hear good things about this.
Again, it's a medium chain triglyceride is what MCT stands for, which is a caprylic acid. Also can be really hard on the tummy, so you have to ease into this sort of experience. I don't know if you've ever done an MCT oil or a bulletproof coffee.
If I have, it's been ages ago and I can't remember what havoc it wreaked on my immune system.
So the MCT oil, it actually comes from coconuts, which I think is pretty cool. And it claims that it converts into body and brain fueling ketone energy. But as I said, I'm not like in a place of ketoism, so I don't know, But what I do know is if you ease in, add a little bit to your coffee, get used to it, and continue on, it's a bit of a rocket fuel effect.
I have like liquid ketones mm-hmm. that I was recommended by like a friend of mine who's also a biohacker personal trainer to the stars. And I have to say that's also rocket fuel. It tastes like absolute dog shit. It's one of the worst flavors ever, but it's a good pre-workout and good like a good lunchtime companion if you get like sleepy after lunch. It's supposed to give you energy, and you can get it on Goop too.
Well, if it's Goop approved. It's Goop. So I give just an oil experience. MCT or a flax is just a good thing to wrap in, especially if you love a caffeine dose in the morning.
Could you just do like a squirt of flax or seed oil into a smoothie and basically get the same effect?
Yeah, I think so. I think just like an oil incorporated into your diet is always... I guess that's Starbucks tried that too.
I haven't been seeing any Olietto signage lately.
Felt like a flash in the pan.
I think they quickly realized like this was not the journey that anyone asked for.
So funny.
Really funny.
But it's the same concept.
But yeah, but also gonna fucking sick. I don't want it in my coffee though. I'd actually rather take it in the supplement form.
That's what I like about... So the Body Bio one comes in... like as an oil that you can take just like a tablespoon of, or you can do the gel caps. I like the gel caps just because I've just found it easier. And especially if I'm traveling or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's like more of an on the go experience. So oils, A+. Why not?
What's next?
Well, we're drinking right now this mushroom elixir that I've... So what happens to me is if I find a daytime beverage that I can sip throughout the day, I tend to go like auto renew by the case with it. And so this is the one that I'm currently obsessed with. It's called Odyssey Elixirs, and it's a mushroom based elixir for energy and focus. And I really like it. And a lot of these products that are on my list all have some main tenets that are the same. And that would be lion's mane and cordyceps and some type of nootropic. So this mushroom elixir from Odyssey has lion's mane extract, cordyceps, L-theanine, old friend, panax, ginseng root extract, and green tea extract. So it's got your caffeine, it's got your mushrooms, and I really like it.
It is delicious. I like it as well, and I do love L-theanine. That's been like my favorite discovery, I think, of Too Niche. It's like L-theanine does wonders for me.
It's a real hot ingredient. It's in so many things, especially things that are geared towards focus and calm. So lion's mane is, I would say, my favorite ingredient of the ones that we tend to see over and over again. It really helps with brain health. Studies show that it supports brain health by stimulating production of a nerve growth factor, which is a protein that promotes the growth of survival of nerve cells. So it's like really doing some things, ending up in improving memory, focus, and overall cognitive function. It's been used in traditional Chinese medicine and other Asian cultures since the beginning of time. And I love that it's coming into the forefront, and you can find it in drinks and sachets and packets and supplements. I mean, it's just really, I'm seeing it so much, and I think that it really works. Also, if you like to microdose, they recommend to couple your microdose of psilocybin with lion's mane.
Very interesting. Does this have caffeine in it?
It does.
Okay. I'm into this. It could be a good like afternoon Diet Coke mini alternative. I wish they made this in a mini size.
I know. It's kind of, it's a tall boy. It's a tall, thin boy.
It's tall, thin, not wide, but it's like I rarely would finish this probably on my own. And then later in the day, I'm like sus of drinking caffeine because I don't want to be like awake.
Right.
But for some reason, I think I can usually drink like a Diet Coke mini at like 4 or 5 p.m. and not have a problem. I think we just need more mini cans.
More mini cans in life. Okay, so then the thing I also like about this, it's not too sweet. It tastes like sparkling tea and fruit. For anybody who's like in the 90s mentally like I am, it's 20 calories. So I like that. I don't like anything that's too caloric of a beverage personally. And I like that there's no like weird like sweet additives or anything like that. It just tastes like bubbly tea. We're drinking right now the Dragon Fruit Lemonade. But my favorite, they have a blackberry one that just tastes like blackberry sparkling tea that I really like.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it has like that sweetness, but not saccharine. And then kind of like that funky aftertaste that makes you feel like there are herbs in this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to these. I carry one with me at all times. I don't go anywhere without one. It's my beverage of the summer.
You're dialed in.
It's insane.
I like this. I would buy this again. I give it a B.
Okay. I respect the B.
I give it a B just because.
Just because.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
So I am a big fan. It's called Odyssey Elixirs. I used to be addicted to this drink that Matcha Bar made in a can that was a sparkling matcha called Hustle. And this, they no longer make that. So this has replaced my Hustle addiction. But okay. As I said, I think it was on whatever in the Kardashian episode when I talked about my matcha spritz, that was inspired by the discontinuation of my previous canned drink addiction.
I love. That makes me think that I need to start creating my own little afternoon pick-me-up beverage, which could be an espresso tonic. Because I have been meaning to try that and make that, but I keep forgetting to buy tonic water. So watch this space.
With like maybe like a little like orange twist.
Mm-hmm.
Very Italiano Dolce Vita lifestyle.
I know. We'll see. Once I get back from my Dolce Vita journey.
You'll come back with, you better come back with a drink recipe or two.
Oh, I absolutely will. Let's move on to Alice chocolates.
Okay. So these, I think if you're tapped into a certain algorithm on Instagram, you've probably seen an ad for these. I saw an ad and I was very curious about the product. We tried the Brainstorm one that they really market it as an alternative to Adderall. The ingredients for this product are really strong in terms of the mushrooms. So they have lion's mane, cordyceps, guarana, and a type of phosphate. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. But that being said, so I wanted to speak a little bit about cordyceps, which is another traditional Chinese medicine. They really help for energy and stamina, respiratory health, immune support, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, blood sugar regulation, kidney health. And you oftentimes see cordyceps and lion's mane together in anything that's going to claim to help with focus. So I think anybody's like on the shelves looking for something like that's a really good coupling.
I love the blood sugar regulation because that's definitely one of the harder things about being on like an Adderall or like a Vyvanse / just a stimulant journey is like you can't recognize your own, or like I oftentimes don't recognize my own hunger cues. Then if it's like an Adderall situation, I'm just simply not hungry, period. But my body and my brain are hungry, but like me myself is like, food, never heard of her, like, don't need it, let's keep working. And then I enter a fugue state of like, the world is ending, like my life is totally fucked, like everything is horrible, like I'm sad, maybe I'm depressed, something's really wrong with me, but really it's none of those things, it's just that I'm starving.
Right.
And Vyvanse doesn't do that as badly, but it definitely does that to some extent. And then when I'm then reached a point of like absolute starvation, then the feast has to come. So it's just like a constant, it's like being on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. I was definitely in like a really unfortunate binge eating cycle, not eating and binge eating cycle when I, in my Adderall era.
I just have noticed that as well, of being like, oh, the reason I fall into this trap is because I'm not aware of the fact that I'm hungry when I'm actually hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm just on, I'm literally on an emotional roller coaster. So I like a blood sugar balancing, simply because you'll still sense your own hunger cues, but you're not going to like have a crazy drop in blood sugar that causes you to like question your existence and yeah. all your life choices leading up to this point.
What I like about the Alice product is that the mushrooms are fruiting body mushrooms, which means that they're like the best quality from the mushroom versus I think that they like will sometimes be like stems, the stem part, which isn't the best part of the mushroom.
Any shroom head knows that
you want the
if
top.
You want a real kick, you gotta take the caps.
So it's something, exactly. So it's just something to keep an eye out for too, of like what part of the mushroom they're using. So when they forward facing are using the fruiting body, I'm like, okay, cool. Like that's, you have like a certain level of mushroom education
mm-hmm.
Within your product that I think is great. It has natural caffeine in it, which is the equivalent of 2/3 cup of coffee.
These are the Alice chocolates.
These are the Alice chocolates. I wouldn't say I noticed like a huge boost of energy and focus, but I did have like a slight one that helped sustain me for the day, and there was no crash or anything, which is really important also.
I feel like I didn't feel anything when I took these, and I don't know if that's because I didn't eat enough or if it just didn't work for me, but I'm kind of a truther when it comes to mushrooms in general, both psychedelic ones and functional ones. I think that it's better to go right to the source. So like if I'm gonna trip, for example, I want to go just like find a wook who has the mushroom hookup, like a fistful of magic mushrooms versus like a mushroom chocolate bar, which I think are not as good.
You just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. And I find that the trip feels, I'm more in my head with a mushroom chocolate than I am just in my body and like in the experience with an actual mushroom.
I've definitely had the time of my life on a chocolate mushroom experience, but I've also not.
Yeah.
So I think I just always wonder like how the ingredient is equally dispersed throughout. I don't know how well that can be controlled.
Yeah, so that's why I would give these chocolates like a C- for me.
Okay.
I like a chocolate flavor, but I noticed nothing and it just wasn't working for me.
I am going to give it a B. I liked them. I loved the nighttime ones that I also tried.
Okay.
But those are just like a little like sleepy time option. So if I'm honest, my I really like the ingredients in the Alice, but my favorite, if I'm really gonna do like a focused mushroom experience, I'm gonna go for the Four Sigmatic Focus Blend.
That's been on my list to try, and I've seen that on the algorithm as well from wellness influencers who are like, this is like Adderall. Like they...
Nothing is like Adderall. I've gotta just...
But I've seen people saying that, which...
Yeah.
made my ears perk up.
Right.
Yeah.
It is really good. And I was researching the ingredients and what they're up to with that. So they have 7 adaptogens in it, and it's a caffeine-free powder that you can add to tea, coffee. If you just really need a boost, just like throw a spoonful under your tongue and let it dissolve. Like, who knows? But it is, I think, the best configuration. And I just wanted to, okay, so this one has organic log-grown lion's mane, organic cordyceps, again, the first two ingredients. Then you have rhodiola, that's another one that's in a lot of things, bacopa monnieri, cacao, B12, and blueberry.
Okay. I like the sound of all of those. The only hard thing for me is a powder. I'm like, what am I going to put this powder in? It's like too many steps to,
right.
Like, I like just taking something and calling it a day. The powder makes me think, like, I don't want to put in my coffee because I crave the very specific taste of my coffee drink. So I can't like mar it with a powder.
That makes sense.
Then I'm like, I don't want to drink a big coffee, then also drink another big like milky liquid. So that's like the only reason I haven't tried it. And I'm not so much like of a tea person.
Right.
I wish I was more of a tea drinker, but like I just am not.
Yeah, for this you definitely need to be like open to like concocting a potion.
You need to be like
at the very least
able to make a smoothie,
yeah,
or just something.
But so this has bacopa in it, which I haven't seen in any of the other products that I've tried. And that's an Ayurvedic herb that is specifically for cognitive enhancement and stress and anxiety reduction.
Oh, I like that.
And mood support. It also has neuroprotective properties. There's antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. It's supposed to improve sleep quality, digestive health. Like, it's a real...
She's a star. Hero,
yeah.
Hero ingredient.
And I haven't seen it in many things. And then additionally,
I wish they would make this as a chew. But then I, you know what? I feel like the chews, I'm kind of a chew truther as well. Where are the shrooms going in a chew?
Right.
I'm not buying it.
And then so then rhodiola, which is another ingredient in this, is improved mood and emotional well-being as well as enhanced cognitive function. So I just like the, there's something about these, all of these together. B12, again, that's another great one for energy. Cacao.
Love a cacao moment.
Right? So this is my A+ one. If I was gonna recommend one thing
to get into,
I think that's the one.
I'm gonna give it an A- because I'm curious. I trust you, but I also am not quite at a place of concocting.
Right.
But I hope to get there someday.
And then Four Sigmatic also has another formulation that they call Think that comes in a coffee, it comes in a matcha, it comes in a coffee creamer. And I really like those two. I actually really love to make a smoothie with their instant coffee packets of the Think in them.
Mm.
And then I throw in some coffee beans for like a little bit of like a chunky moment.
You're on the Erewhon smoothie tip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, is it like inspired a coffee, banana, cacao smoothie?
Yep.
Yeah. That's also very like Costa Rican, I feel like.
I just like a crunch.
That's where I can get down and create like a concoction.
Yeah. So then this is just lion's mane and chaga and coffee or matcha or whatever. They have like a whole page on their site of just their Think stuff. And I always have that one around too. Another thing that I really like that you got me into is these quintessential optimum mineralization sachets that are great for a little boost. They're essentially seawater electrolyte liquid minerals that you hold under your tongue. And I always notice a different, like an on-the-spot difference from those.
Yeah, they're a real salty treat. And they also give you a lot of minerals and help you stay more hydrated during the day. So I usually like to take those in the morning. Like if I'll get Tony ready to go on a walk and like pop one and then try and hold it in my mouth like for a block or two of walking. But I just like a little salt blast.
Yeah. And so in the sachet is calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. A similar product that I put in my water usually at night if I've had a drink or two, and definitely have in the morning, usually every morning, is another thing from Body Bio that I love. It's called Elite, which is really, again, it's like a really similar salty moment, except it's just sodium, potassium, and magnesium, no calcium. But I've found that like a salty electrolyte enhancer, I love. I do not like any of them that are too flavored or sweet at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for me.
Yeah. The potassium is so good. And then the magnesium also for like muscle recovery or anything.
Yeah. So I always, that's something like I think within the past year I've gotten really into. I'll also, if I don't have any of those on hand, I do like a huge glass of ice and then I sprinkle Maldon salt on that. And then I'll do lemon juice and water.
Yeah.
And I'll just have like a big glass of salty water.
I love that. And something that I would have when I traveled to Mexico, but I was in my year of no drinking, was like sparkling water, lime juice, and salt. And it was like the best drink. Oh, it was so tasty. I was like, I need to start making those this summer because it's hot outside and it just feels like the perfect time to be like whipping up a salty little spritz.
I don't know what it is. It's like I'm in my like salt girl drink era.
I like that.
And it's, but it makes me feel so good. I tell you, I was overserved last night. And the only reason why I'm able to function today is because I had electrolytes with my water before I went to sleep.
Yeah, that's a good life hack. I've done that when I have been in more of like a drinking phase too, where last thing in the night you just make like a hefty glass of water with an electrolyte packet.
Yeah.
I'm giving the salt sachets A plus. They're expensive but worth it.
They are expensive. And then the Body Bio one is less expensive. They have a 4 ounce one for $8.99 and then a large one for $26.99. And what I did is I bought both and I take the small one with me when I travel.
Oh, nice. And you squeeze it in whatever?
No, it doesn't squeeze. You have to pour. You just do like a capful.
Oh, okay.
Like I would say like a teaspoon more or less.
The sachets are really funny because they used to come in like glass capsules. Do you remember
they
you'd see those at like
Erewhon
and health food stores? And I was always like, what are these glass capsules? Seems like so dangerous, but I'm also intrigued. They're expensive. Like what could possibly be in there? And then they changed them into like satchels that you like rip open because
like
too
plastic.
Many people were like breaking the glass and having injuries. And it just is like messy. It was chic, but messy. So now they've like
hopefully
streamlined.
Brought the price down too.
TBD on that.
Okay, so another one that I really like is NAD.
Yes.
We've talked about it on the show before. You may have seen Hailey Bieber and Kendall Jenner get their NAD drips.
Starting price, $990 for
so
a drip.
So expensive. So I've tried a drip. I said, I love this. I need another option. So I do these at-home patches that end up being $83 a treatment. And you buy them in, I think, like a shipment of six.
How long does the NAD last from one of those?
I think it's the type of thing that you do over time that then has like more of its building effect. But I could be totally wrong. I'm purely coming from a person who's like curious in the space and just like trying stuff out. I truly am the first person to say I don't have all the answers. But I do like these patches a lot. I think the one thing to be aware of is that it makes my skin really sensitive where I put the patches on. So it'll be like a little itchy. I find that if I put it on like like my side stomach or like by my ribs so that it doesn't show. That's where it's like way more sensitive there than in my forearm. You just need a place where there isn't any body hair.
Whoa.
I think that the NAD patches are a full game changer. It makes them so much more accessible and affordable. And it definitely helps with sustained energy and ability to focus and mental clarity. I find that is a big byproduct of doing those treatments.
Yeah, I've been taking NAD for, I think, almost a year now. I take True Niagen because I read about it on Goop and then I never looked back. And I take probably like 600 milligrams a day, like 300 in the morning and 300 in the evening. And I do feel like I have good energy. I get good sleep. Like, I do feel like I recover faster from difficult workouts. Like, I'm not deathly sore, but I also take a lot of magnesium at night. So I think that helps. And then I try and drink a lot of water too. So TBD, but I'm in a place of being able to be experimental with an NAD journey. So can't hurt. True Niagen is also like sold on Amazon same day delivery, which is clutch. But it's saying that your NAD declines by up to 65% between ages 30 and 70. So I'm trying to keep this brain going for as long as possible.
Trying to keep the NAD alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't hurt.
You know what I also think probably helps me, like just cognitively, is doing Duolingo, like learning some sort of language. Or like, I just notice that my brain is like firing more efficiently when I'm also doing like a Duolingo exercise daily.
Or just, yeah, when I was on a daily Wordle journey,
Wordle
that really helped.
I used to do crossword puzzles, yeah. Like something like that, where you just give your brain like a mental task, like, is really helpful.
Yeah. Now lately, just because I'm in like summer hours, I like in the morning to draw with colored pencils. I think just like some sort of task that's soothing and also helps you tap into different parts of your brain that you're not normally doing. It's just really important.
And I think that like a big part of the reason that people find solace in like speed or any sort of stimulants is like it can take your thoughts and either put it into overdrive or it just puts you into overdrive so that you're not like
consumed
by your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of a lot of drugs or like escapist habits do that. But that's something I'm trying to work on now is like, how do I divorce my thoughts from like who I am as a person?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the meditation or like brain exercises or even regular exercise comes in, and trying to be like, okay, like, especially when it comes down to writing, because that's why I originally was like, I need Adderall or I need a stimulant to like be able to do this kind of work, because I just like don't want to focus, or I have writer's block, or I'm procrastinating. And really the biggest problem is I sit down to write and my thoughts go into full-fledged self-sabotage. Like, you're bad at this. This sucks. Like, what if nothing happens with this? Like, this is speculative. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fraud. Like, and like picking everything apart and stopping me before I ever finish anything. So I think it's like finding the combination of things that helps you not go there, or just finding the combination of things that when you go there, you can be like, okay, thoughts, like, fuck off. Everything's fine. And like, go walk off a cliff somewhere, like take a swim. Then you're in a position where you can like do the things that you want to do and focus on them.
That's right. Yeah, I definitely experienced something really similar. Like, I always felt like I needed Adderall to work, but then it also really turned me into an asshole.
Yeah, like the cons outweigh the pros after I think you're on a stimulant for like a year or more. Like or, you just at first it's all fun and games, and then something happens and you're like, oh, this isn't like fun anymore.
And then you realize, oh, I haven't cried in 4 years.
Yeah. You're like, I have no emotions. And like to feel disconnected from my emotions, which is also something that I was starting to notice a little bit. I was like, okay, this is also not good because right. I'm trying to like work on being more open and more vulnerable. And like part of that is honoring your emotions, but you can't honor your emotions if you don't have any because you're like on speed.
So true. I want to talk about something that isn't talked about that often, but it's microdosing THC.
Okay, say more.
Okay, so there's this product that I tried. It's only available in California, but it's called Zeno, Z-E-N-O. And it's microdose tablets of THC. You don't feel high, you don't feel anything, but it has really helped me when I've taken it. I have like a really clear
channel.
Brain. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because off the top of my head, I'd be like, absolutely not. I think when I take any sort of THC, like, good luck if I can like accomplish anything.
It doesn't have like any type of like stony aftermath at all. Okay. It's really just for reducing anxiety, mood boost, and increased focus.
Cool.
So a big fan of that. If you can find that, or if you can just like take a little nibble off of a gummy and maybe get the same effect.
Even better.
Worth trying. And then this leads me to another type of microdose that we've gotten a ton of questions about. In particular, this brand Silo that makes basically microdosed mushroom gummies. And I think that I've myself had some dosing issues with this product. Sometimes I've needed more and other times I've needed less. So they recommend 2 to 3 gummies for a microdose. I have had 2 before and it was way too much, as well documented on this program. But then I've had 1 and it felt like it wasn't enough. So there's, I hear you with that whole gummy experience.
Gummy chocolate truther.
Exactly. So, but that being said, in moments when I've nailed down the dosage properly, I think that this can be something really great, especially when working on like a computer project or like a creative project. It's like really nice, like to stay on task, stay focused. Intrusive thoughts don't come through, kind of like get into a good workflow and find yourself out on the other side of it, having like taken care of your to-do list.
Yeah.
Which is really all I'm trying to achieve.
I think I'm trying to find some sort of like forest wook person who is growing their own mushrooms, grinding them up and putting them in capsules that I could take every morning. And that would be my ultimate sweet spot.
I had some of those.
I've known people who've had some of those and it was like a game changer for them. And so I'm trying to like also come into that magical forest.
The full
energy.
Capsule was like too much of a microdose for me. It like took me to not tripping, but not in a place of being able to get things done.
A thinking place.
It was a sitting on the couch and thinking place, which not the desired effect.
No, I'm already doing that baseline.
But I did figure out that if I took 3 of them, it was a great trip.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like a bespoke. I'm really looking.
They were custom.
I'm like, what is the most expensive journey and iteration I could go on in this space? And I think it is finding a mushroom guru from like Topanga Canyon.
Yeah. Are you out there? Are you listening to Too Niche? Are you a niche stuff?
Let us know.
So another thing that I take every day, again from Body Bio, is their Body Bio PC, which is another phosphate. I hate having to say these words on the mic because I don't think I'm good at it. Phosphatidylcholine.
Phosphatidylcholine. TBD, but you can get mental focus, brain function, mitochondrial support, which we love.
It's a liposomal phospholipid complex.
Phospholipid.
There we go. And I take the soft gels. They go really well with the balance oil. And I'm just a fan.
I love.
So those are an A. Those are the main things that I take every morning. So A plus. Because I definitely notice when I don't take them. And I just feel like a little slower, like I'm not firing on all the cylinders that I like to fire on. Oh, there's one more that I think people might have seen a lot. The Nuco.
Oh, yeah.
They're NutroFocus. Again, an L-theanine ingredient, as well as lion's mane. And then cytocholine, which enhances cognitive function that I haven't seen in anything else. I like this one. I don't take it all the time, but I have a jar at home, and like if I think about it, I'll take it.
Like in the morning or just in any time?
It's an any time, but it's a good option. I think that they make really strong products usually. I like the brand a lot, and it's just like one to consider if you're looking to get into like the nootropic adaptogen game.
Love.
Yeah. So that's the haul. Adderall alternatives.
This is a comprehensive haul, and you are like the go-to person to know what's what in the space.
Thank you for saying that. And it's really just my own curiosity, and that's just what I've tried so far.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for hooking me up with some of those Body Bio ones, because I do feel like they made a difference, like just in my approach to the day.
Great. I love to hear that. I love when a rec hits. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're having just the best summer and that you're not really doing anything too mentally taxing. And if you are, then maybe try one of the things that we talked about today.
And until next time,
stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at @this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.